Now I'm wireless. You know how I know I'm wireless, Adam?
Why?
I'm walking around your house.
Can we still hear you?
Walking around your house. I hope you can. Do you see levels on there? Am I still walking around?
Let me see. Say something.
Now I'm heading to the stairway.
Oh, there's. Yeah, it's real. This is real.
Not even in the same room. That's how we're doing it this week.
Go take a whiz.
No. Hello and welcome to episode 204 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Vancouver, Canada. And with me, should I start that again? Nah, pick it right up. And three, two, one, go. With me, as always, is
Adam in my living room with Al.
Boom! Still in Vancouver, back in Germany. No one cares. Is anyone, dear diary?
Where is Al?
Where is Al? I think, pretty sure he's in Germany. Broadcasting from Vancouver.
Yeah.
It's like Wolfman Jack. What's going on, Adam?
We're about to do a groundbreaking new episode.
Live to tape, but not even tape.
No.
And they're all live, really.
We're going to do something never before done on this podcast.
Be interesting?
Oh, that hurts.
Zing.
Self-deprecating.
Well, I think we're zinging you. I'm all good.
You're always interesting.
To me.
Okay.
Um,
what are we going to do that's so interesting
well,
this
first
time?
off, Amazon.
We're going to talk about Amazon.
Buy your interesting things on Amazon.
Right.
Click through our site. Helps us out. Helps us be interesting every week.
Right. Do your Christmas shopping early and often. So Amazon for all your Christmas needs. Or
Yes.
holiday, because that's always what people say is just say holiday.
They don't care why you buy stuff, just buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter.
Your girlfriend's birthday. Your mother's birthday or possibly anniversary is coming up.
Right.
Just reasons to buy stuff. I'm
Yes.
just naming reasons to buy stuff. Because you did something you shouldn't have and you want to apologize to somebody you love.
Or because you want things.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us what are we gonna do? Do we say no?
No, I said to
Tell me.
you, why is this so interesting? Why is
Right.
this podcast gonna be so interesting?
I have not shot my challenge photo yet.
Oh no.
We are going to shoot because long story short, right? I'm in Vancouver on work. You issued a pants load full of challenges.
Right.
I didn't have time to do them all.
Right.
You insisted we do this episode today.
Yeah, because I saw opportunity.
And I said, I don't have a product photo, Adam.
And I said,
do it live.
We'll do it live.
Yep.
We'll shoot it and we'll do it live.
Yep, that's what Adam said. Adam, you even said, he said, warum nicht? Wir können das live machen, you said.
You're right.
Which I was like, man, you don't even speak German. That
That's
is so
awesome.
good. Yeah. Wow. I'm not even
So,
sure if live is the right word in German.
well, live and via tape delay. No,
Right.
so what we've done here to
Yeah.
sort of paint the word picture is we're going to, or Al is going to, I did my photo.
Yeah.
Al is going to do a product photo. I said, here's all the tools at your disposal. So we've sort of got things initially set up, and then he is going to do his photo, and we are going to talk our way through it. And hopefully he takes a decent photo. He's using my gear, so he doesn't have the same familiarity with it.
I do not have the muscle memory.
No,
so
but you're
there.
going to learn live.
That's right. That's right. And I didn't even have a product. Just came over to your house, so I'm going to find a product in your house.
He's going to find a product,
Yeah.
and then he's going to shoot a product photo using. Do you want to say what you're going to use? We haven't decided
Well,
yet.
you've dropped off, basically pointed me towards your gear.
Yeah.
And so I think what I'm going to go with is your Alien Bees, the B800,
Yeah, that's a studio
because
light.
hey, it's new. I'm going to use
He
it.
wants to try it. Yeah.
I'm going to give it a go. I got a white backdrop here, and I got your camera, your 6D,
Yes.
the 85 mil.
So you're going to do a one light photo.
Gonna do. I'll probably do a one light unless you have a bounce. Do you have a bounce?
I do.
Where is it?
I can hold it for you.
Maybe. Well, I then can, you'll be off mic then.
That's true. I can move the mic to where I'm going to... I can hold the bounce from here if you tell me where to hold it.
We could possibly do it.
Where, or LED light. The LED light is in here as well. You can use that as your
second. Is that going to fill in when I have as much power coming from this?
It close range will do, I think, just fine. Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with the bounce. Where do you think your bounce board is?
Is probably upstairs.
Okay, well, you entertain the people.
Should I?
Because I'm wireless. But I'm wireless here, buddy.
Okay, so but it might not be upstairs. How will I know what you're saying?
You won't know.
You're not even going to know where to look. So how about... stay down here, or maybe we stop recording.
No, let's go up together. Come on, let's go get it.
But I...
You're on this mic here.
Oh, wow. This is awkward. Let me just peek here first.
Jeez. Okay, we're going to go upstairs now to...
my photo supply cupboard.
To the photo dojo.
Yeah.
This might be dropping out here.
Wrong way.
Oh, we don't keep it in there?
This is my photography.
Do you want me to reattach that door while we're here?
Yeah, good luck with that. Oh, here we go.
There we go. Photo bounce. So we got the light disc. So we're assuming that everybody heard of this, okay? Otherwise, I got to cut this part. Okay, so we got that set. So now I'm going to do a one light with a bounce to fill.
Right.
Is the plan. So before we get into that. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
No, I didn't.
Me neither.
We're going to shoot something interesting right now.
Right, okay, but we're not racing.
No, I'm out of breath from the stairs.
Wow, you need an escalator in your house.
Or one of those little chairs that just goes up very slowly up the railing.
Something to think about. Or one of those long reachy sticks that go up around corners in the house. That'd be awesome. We're just kids. Well, come on, aren't they supposed to do this for us?
Yes.
Photo challenge this week.
Product
photo. So let's have a look at yours first.
Okay.
Okay, before we even get into shooting mine, boom, tell me what's going on here.
This is my wife's watch that she wears sometimes. It is called an ice watch. So...
why is it called an ice watch?
That's just what it's called.
Oh,
that's
the name.
Yeah, it's an ice watch. So I did a product photo shot wanting to... make it look like a whole bunch of ice that this watch was sitting on.
Okay.
So I was like, how am I gonna do that? And then I found auto shade that I often use as a bounce board. And then I thought, oh, perfect. I can make this look like the ice. So I basically laid it down and basically folded it so that it ends up being the background as well. And then I used my LED light to top light it. And the reason I did that is because the front of that watch surface is highly reflective. Not the face, but the surrounding is like silver. Like it's all silver. So as soon as you hit it with any light, some of it lights up, some of it doesn't. And it looks very off-putting for a product shot. Mm-hmm. So I had to top light it in order to keep like those numbers, the 20, 30, 40, 50, all showing up. So otherwise, it makes for a lot of Photoshop work, which I needed to do a little bit anyways because there's tiny little markers in between all those numbers, and a few of those showed up sporadically because of the light. So I had to Photoshop them out to keep it all uniform, or I would have had to Photoshop like 50 of those in. So that's it. It was just on the shade with the LED top lighting, and then I just wanted to really make it blue because I felt like ice blue all kind of cool goes together. Mm-hmm. So then I just played with the sliders in post-production to bring the blues and mess around with it until I had what I like. But because of the light being from the top, it really made the background and the underside look different. So the light shining straight down makes it look more like ice. And that's what I like. So the crazy thing is this photo took me 2.5 minutes. And the night before, I tried to do a white background shot and fooled around with two soft boxes and the alien bee and just bounce and like going 9 different directions. And I spent like 45 minutes and I still didn't get the photo I want. And it occurred to me in my head, this should be way simpler. And then I came up with the auto shade and the one light is going to look way better. And turns out I was right.
I had no idea how you got that background. And this is that's a great idea that you're going to use again, I hope.
Oh, for sure. For a product photo, it's a go-to. And you can make it look super futuristic and dark and metallic. And like I say, you can shoot it with more focus, and it looks really cool when you can actually see all the little circles in focus as well. So I went way out of focus with the background. I think I shot this on like an f2.5 or f2.
Mm-hmm. With which lens?
With the 85mm lens. So I had to crop it because you can't get focus this close.
Right.
So I did have to crop it, but...
You get what, like 1.5 meters or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. So you're a little ways away. So then I cropped it to be what I wanted. And so super easy. Auto shade, $10 at your local
Canadian Tire
store, Lord Co., whatever it is in your area. So they're everywhere. Target, yeah. There you go.
Anywhere else?
I don't know. Maybe. Princess Auto.
The one. Wow. Pep Boys?
Sure.
Yeah. The one thing that I think sort of subtracts from it is the green colors. Yeah. Like the little, whatever you call that, the fringing or whatever.
Yeah.
Going on.
And that's because I stood the LED light on top of two glasses. Mm-hmm. So in order to hold it in the position I wanted and be able to step 1.5 meters away and take the photo, I put a tall Canucks glass on either side and then put the light on top of that, and it picked up some of the coloring from the Canucks glass, which I actually liked. So I kept,
okay.
Yeah. So I was fine with it, but I know exactly what you're talking about. And that's just one of those effects of the LEDs bouncing off of the glass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess you could have used clear glasses.
Yeah.
Or, because this is a blue-white balance you've gone with, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if you wanted to pull that aperture or Lightroom or whatever, you could go in and actually just pull
the greens
green. And just desaturate them and probably simply make them gray. And then they'll just disappear entirely and you'll stick with the blue only.
Yes.
That'd be my only nitpick, but other than that, this looks great. I'm going to go buy one of these watches.
Yeah, me too.
For your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. So before I take my photo, let's talk about product photography. So first of all, then I'll take it during the episode. Why did you suggest product photography?
Because I see it everywhere. Walk into the mall, right? This is where this actually occurred to me, but walk into the mall, and I'm sure others do the same, and you go from store to store, and all you do is see product shots at the mall, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I always look at it and going, oh, hey, I could do that. Or I try to reverse engineer, what did they do? So my mind, a lot of the time, because I'm interested in photography and lighting in particular, is, oh, hey, that looks cool. I wonder if I could do that. And so the mall is a place where that happens over and over again, whether it's an ad for a rain jacket at the kids store or an electronics store. I'm always looking at it, not so much about what they're selling, but about how did they take that photo, mm-hmm. and do I have the tools to do that at home?
I particularly like, there's a couple stores I like. You know, I don't really shop too much at Old Navy, but they take pretty good photos.
And it's the Gap too.
And
right?
The Gap as well. The Gap, you see a different sort of style in the Gap. It's a little higher end looking, even though it's not. It's you know, they're both difficult photos to take and make look good, especially with kids.
Yeah.
They deal with kids with the Old Navy ads, but that's some of my favorite photography is them. And that's not just a product. That's where they mix products with people.
Right,
but some stuff like watches, you often see like on the bus stop or the full size thing of just the watch. So I thought about product photography, and I don't specifically. I've never been to product photo school, so I don't know that much. Everything I learned about, product photography and advertising, I learned from watching Don Draper.
Okay.
On Mad Men.
Right.
Don't know if you know watching.
I've watched enough to know who Don Draper is.
So I thought about it, and I thought, well, maybe I should do some research for the show and we'll talk about the very specifics. And then I thought, that sounds like a lot of work. So forget it.
Let's make it up.
Let's do what we think product photography is.
Right.
Now, what is the goal?
Sell.
That's the first thing I wrote.
Yeah.
Did you read it?
No.
Yeah, the goal is to sell you something that you don't need.
Right.
Really.
Yeah.
And that I think that's
or the, to make me think I need it.
Well, that's the point. But the root point is to sell you something you don't need. And it reminded me of a famous or a funny Chris Rock a bit that Chris Rock used to do, the comedian.
Right.
About he has friends who sell drugs. And he said, you don't sell drugs. Drugs sell themselves.
Right.
You just supply them.
Right.
Well, with a watch, you have to go ahead and sell that watch.
Right.
Sort of tied in with drugs, your wife's sure. thing with drugs. But the idea is either to sell you something you don't need or illustrate the product that you do want. That's the two, for me, that's the two different kind of product shots. Is one is like you're walking down the street, you have no idea that watches even exist. Boom, now you see one.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to check that one. Bulova. Hey, Casio. I want to get one of those, you know? It's got a calculator built right in. That's the one thing.
Right.
And then there's the product shot of you... You already know it. You're looking at you know about the product, but you're searching it out for more info, and there the product is illustrated. So that's the two different kinds of things, and it makes it for different kinds of product photography. So basically, I think the idea is, how many marks did I put down here? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, good. Four things. One, catch the eye.
Yes.
So you want to catch the viewer's eye out of nowhere. This is if we're doing the one where you're trying to sell people something.
Right.
Catch the eye, keep it there, create desire, and then establish familiarity. I promise you, I didn't look any of this up. This is
off the cuff.
This is if, well, I did write notes based on what I think product photography is.
Right.
You know, and so that's how I would sort of tell the story, because I think photography or product photography is kind of a storytelling. It's sort of like storytelling.
Yes.
And that's how you would do this. So it's actually very simple. So how do we break this down? Catch the eye.
Okay.
How do we catch the eye?
Good question.
Your photo has to be interesting.
Yes.
Right out of the gate. Now that doesn't narrow it down at all into specifics. Maybe you tell a story. Maybe you have an athlete using the product.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily have to just be a close-up. It could be, I mean, you were going to shoot Michael Jordan wearing your wife's watch.
Yes, that would have been my first choice.
Exactly. You know, or Larry Bird.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
And I didn't have those fellows available, so for me, I had to use the auto shade to make it look interesting. It's like, okay, I'll go through the checklist. Larry Bird not available. Magic Johnson not available. Auto shade available.
Auto shade.
In my house and available.
Michael Jordan not available at Princess Auto. So there you go. So how do we make it interesting? Well,
it's a matter of opinion, I think.
Yeah.
But...
Be good?
Yeah, be good. Sometimes angle, like, right? That's one thing. I mean, I looked at my watch or my wife's watch and thought... How am I going to make this look interesting? And then I thought, well, maybe angle. So I tried shooting it from a higher angle and then a side angle. And then I thought, no, that does not make the watch look more interesting. I will make this watch look more interesting by color. So I decided to play with the color. And I will make this watch look more interesting by bringing some fancy, cool-looking background, because that will draw the eye in. Like you say, draw the eye in, making it interesting. I feel like you can capture those two things with one move, which is, in my case, was color and background.
And well done. It does look interesting. Automatically, yeah, we're drawn in. Other ways to do it is, you know, good-looking people.
Yeah, that's always, nice. Always.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good way to go.
Yeah.
Is good-looking people or action.
Okay.
Action in a still. You see a lot of this with, you know, like alcohol ads or something. Like there's some splashing going on. Or
right.
Like there's, even if it's a product shot. I'm not talking about an ad shot of people in a pool or something like that where the product is, you know, very, you know, it's behind 9 girls in bikinis. You know, the product is in the front and there's some kind of motion going on within the frame that tends to draw people in.
I see running shoe ads with lots of motion blur.
Boom. There you go. Now, even though you might have I don't know, Lolo Jones in the ad, the photo is still about the shoes.
Right.
The focus is usually on that, and a lot of motion going on. So you got our attention.
Right.
How do we keep it there?
I don't know.
Again, continue being interesting.
Oh, that's yeah. One be tip. Super interesting.
Yeah, be extra more. No, have it be layered.
Okay.
And I don't mean this is like Photoshop layers, but with yours, like your image is great because it the whole image grabs us. We see the watch, and then we kind of go to the background and think, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. There's things going on in this area, and then ultimately we'll come back to the watch. So if you just do a quick glance at yours, you might do a quick glance, but I think not. I think you're going to have a look at it, explore it a little further, see what's going on, and then come back to the watch. Now, I'm sure somebody's done research on how long the average person sticks with one image, and I don't care.
3.5 seconds?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what the average is? It's I'm sure it's really infinitesimal at this point because everybody's got them.
Right.
Everybody's shooting images all the time. You see them everywhere. But what you want to do is pass that initial eye grab, sort of let the viewer discover more and more before coming back to the product. So I like to sort of call it
hidden
like
treasure?
It's not so much hidden because it's there. It's not the main focus. But ideally, like it works with anything, like maybe with like, you know, documentary movie or comedians will do this. They call it a callback in comedy, but generally it's bookending something. So their bit might open with some bit about a watch, go swerve around into something else and go through a long story, and end with the watch.
Right.
Probably not a watch, but in this case.
Right, something super funny and interesting.
Yeah, except for Pulp Fiction, then they have the watch.
Right.
Right? But it's the same thing with your product. You want to open with the product, have the whoever's looking at the picture sort of go to the background, build up the story, bookend it with the watch, walk away, buy that watch. That's the plan. I can't tell you how to do that specifically.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you did it, it's great.
Great.
Next part of it is to create the desire for that product, right? Like Russell Hammond says, just make us look cool.
Mm-hmm.
Make it look cool. It does look cool, you know, and it's, I mean, there's a lot of things that make it look cool. There's the background is nice, the setting, the fact that it is on a perfect 90 degree angle, all the angles line up, everything is nailed right in there. I mean, it's a watch. The idea about a watch is that it's precise.
Mm-hmm.
By making it in a precise
geometric
atmosphere.
Yeah.
That conveys precision. Again, I'm sure someone wrote this down somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think you read it either.
No.
Yet you did it.
Right.
So there you go. So make it look cool. I think the idea is that I would want to project the audience into that photo.
Okay.
For example, if you had like an old time ad for a watch, let's say Steve McQueen is in the photo. And, you know, and he's wearing the watch. You want, whoever's looking at the ad, you want them to A, want to hang out with Steve McQueen.
Right.
B, be Steve McQueen.
Right.
You want the person to be that person. You project yourself into that image. I want to be part of that. Again, that's the goal. How do you do that? I guess get Steve McQueen. Is a pretty good way to do it.
Have them on your Rolodex.
That's nice, yeah. What I would look at it was I would put everything in that I like and then subtract things that do not propel the image forward. So I look at this kind of product photography as very subtractive because I tend to like simple. You know, there's people who've done that. It doesn't... It means bare bones to me. Like, I like white backgrounds and stuff like that. Like... Apple's done a very good job. I know they didn't invent the white background, but they do a very good job at product photography based on that simplicity.
Right.
So that's how I look at it, as subtractive.
Okay.
Okay? Establish familiarity. So first of all, you want the person to walk away with that brand, you know. So don't make it too hard to find the product.
Right. And they usually have a big Timex or whatever it is, right? Rolex.
Yes.
Stamped in a prominent spot on the photo.
Let me see yours again.
Yeah, mine says ice right in the middle.
There you go. Yeah. You know what the horrible error you made here?
Okay, tell me.
I didn't really thought about this. I mean, this is something I did know, is that if you look at another watch ad, you'll find out that I believe it's always 10 minutes after 10.
Why?
Because that frames up the name of the watch perfectly.
See, I was actually looking at this and took it for that reason, as I actually chose this one because I thought that would focus your attention on the name of the watch, ice, with the hand placement. So yeah. You see how mine, now you went away from it, but you see how mine shows the name of it perfectly? What's that?
10 after 10. There you go. So now we're looking at other watch photos. That's not a good one. But we're just looking at them, and they tend to be timed at 10 after 10 to frame the name.
Okay.
Always.
And I went pretty close to that.
You did.
I missed by about 5 seconds. Yeah.
There you go. So it's pretty universal. It's one of those things that I guess, you know.
And the funny thing is I didn't think anything about it, except for I arrived at pretty near the same conclusion in terms mm-hmm. of the hand placement in order to see the name. I also did this in 2.5 minutes. So I suggest that some people spent more time. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. So that's one thing to do. But the idea being, the takeaway is, and you do your second hand fills in for it, you know. So it does a pretty good job anyways. And you are drawn to the name. That's the idea. You just want people to take away the name of your product. So that's it. Build, establish familiarity.
Now, what are they going to go to the store and buy?
Absolutely. You know it going in. Now, let's do my photo.
Great.
And we'll talk about what I'm going to do because I how do you do product photos?
Get a product. Step one, get a product.
I'm going to go get a product then.
Okay.
So I've decided I'm going to go check out your fridge.
He's going into my kitchen.
Yeah. So I have an idea here of what I'm going to shoot. I'm going to go with the San Pellegrino because that's pretty much it. That looks good in your fridge.
Great.
I'm going to bring some ice cubes.
He's gathering ice.
And I have a nice jar that we're going to
we use those jars as drinking glasses.
Yes, there you go. So I'm not going to put the ice in there on the white background. That would be silly. So here we go. So we're going to put this in some sort of a context. Probably could have done this part in the kitchen.
This is really making it real.
Yeah. Well, you have to describe what's going on now.
He's getting ice out of the ice tray,
mm-hmm.
putting it into the jar.
How much ice do we need? All of it, probably.
Oh, ice is great looking with light. Yeah.
There we go. Got that set.
So we have put together a bit of a white backdrop situation here. So he's got white background paper, and he's got a can of the product and a jar with ice filled in. So a clear jar. So now it's all about, how is he going to light this?
First of all, how am I going to place this thing? What is it going to be? What's in the foreground? What's in the background? Because I want the context of you're going to use it with ice. That's the idea. So the ice shouldn't sell it. Or the ice should sell it in the background, but it shouldn't. We're not selling ice. We're selling San Pellegrino. So. No, I'm going to go with the white background.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant I held up the auto shade as I can just use that as bounce if you don't want to use
it. We'll find out. The question is, I don't want this on there, do I?
The label?
No, I don't want that. We're going to go with just that one label there.
Do you need an orange?
Oh, maybe. Good call. So we're going to set that. We're going to add an orange into the shot as well, if you have one. This is a good pod. I could have just gone and got that. Great. Two oranges.
That's... You can pick your relative size.
Go for the round one. Okay. This one's flat.
Disproportionate.
Done. Now, how do we place these? Where am I going to put this?
I'm not going to help you because I want to win the photo challenge.
Mm-hmm. You've already won by seeing me do this live. So maybe that's what we're going to look at. Now I'm going to light this.
Okay, so he's using an Alien B800 into a reflective umbrella. And so far, this is a one light photo. But I believe we're going to use some form of bounce in the way of my big bounce board.
So I'm going to bring this in as close as I can get it because I want the light to be soft.
Right, super soft.
Super soft. That's what we call it, super soft. So I'm just going to pop this on 1/8 power because I have no idea what to expect.
Right, and this is I forget what I was going to say. that's how they do it in the commentator business.
Right. So I'm going to go down all the way down to ISO 100 just to give myself...
And do you want to kill any of the ambient light or you don't care?
It's all going to be killed.
It's going to be dead anyways. Okay.
So my product shot, I'm going to take this probably at F11.
Okay.
Is my plan. 1/180th of a second. White balance.
I have it on auto. If you hit the Q, you can put it wherever you want.
Hit the Q.
The Q button on the back will take you to all of the controls.
Okay,
it's a big Q.
Oh, right. Q. Yeah. I see.
Then you can go to white balance and put it wherever you want.
Okay. Maybe we'll do that. Oh, there's white balance. Okay. Auto white balance, but I'm going to set it to flash just because.
Are you going to use a silver or a gold reflector?
I was thinking of a white reflector.
Okay.
So now at
just because I'll get that ready while you're getting things... dialed in.
Right, at 1/8 power, at 1/80th of a second. Wait, here we go. 1/80th of a second, 1/8 power. What have we got for juice? Not enough. Not quite enough. So I'm going to ramp that up a little bit. I'm going to double that up to 1/4 power and see what we got there. So I'm just going to flash that, but not the test. This is, I think, probably the most boring podcast we've done.
No. This is super exciting.
Is it?
Yeah.
Painting the word picture?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm pretty close to being done already.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty good at things. I just don't know how to use your camera. So we're getting a little bit of a reflection in the glass. So I'm not tremendously thrilled with that. However, it's not the end of the world. So Adam's got that bounce brought in. It's gonna do enough for what we're thinking. And let's see what we got here. So that's not bad. I don't know if that's the right placement. If we even need the orange, I don't know.
How about you put the orange somewhere else as a comparison?
Yeah, I'm going to pull the orange out for now. And we're going to see what that looks like if we stack that up.
What about pouring a little bit of the juice into the ice mixture?
Oh, absolutely. That's what we do later, though. We shoot this first because you can't get that back in the horse or something like that.
This is how great photos are made, by the way. So this is Canon 6D, couple of triggers. So one on the Alien B to sync that with the camera, and then now we've added a little bit of a white reflector to just help fill in some shadows. All very simple. This is not a very complex setup that you're going with.
Absolutely, very very simple. I'm going to go with something along these lines just to be interesting or different or none of the above. So that's going to be what we're going to go with. I'm just going to back up a little bit and snap this. Here we go. Before we continue on, can I change this to shoot JPEG as well?
Yeah, I don't know where that setting is, but it exists.
I found it. Because I'm, again, know what I'm doing.
Best part is, with the wireless capabilities there, we can put this directly to your iPad.
Oh, don't need to do that. Okay, here we go. They got it on JPEG as well, so we can just pop this into my laptop. Boom. Now, I may have just broken everything I just said in terms of making the product front and center.
You've created what we like to call a tower.
Well, I, West Coast, we go with totem pole.
Sure.
But I'm going to do this just... Now I'm going to do one simple of just the can, because let's keep it simple. Very simple. That one is extremely simple. That's Andy Warhol simple, that one. And lastly, we're going to go ahead and pour.
Because this product is delicious.
It is delicious, and I actually wanted an excuse to have it.
There you go.
Although it looks a little bit like a jar of whiz.
Or orange juice, whichever. Yeah. Maybe you didn't drink enough water today.
Yeah, I think in the end, I'm going to not use this version. I'm going to go with the one I just took.
Okay.
So there you go.
There you go.
Well, let's all enjoy some delicious San Pellegrino.
Do we get to critique your photo? Or
yes,
are we gonna,
absolutely. Yeah. No, I'm going to pop that in right now. It's probably shot JPEG.
I'm pretty sure I would have taken a much better photo.
Well, it's all set up if you want to go.
No, I would have used an auto shade and an LED light.
Yeah, that's crazy. We've got a whole different route.
Yeah.
So there we go. There's my photo. Let's have a quick look at this. I'm going to pop this up here and end this experiment of doing the live, shooting it live.
I just wanted to say, we'll do it live.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly. Right? That's what you're referencing?
Yeah. Always hear that sound bite.
Okay, here we go. So let's have a quick look at the photo I just took. Now, this is no cleanup. Boom. Oh, that's not the one. I like that one, though.
That's nice, though.
Yeah, I like that one.
So we're looking at just the can with just a very little shadow, again, because we filled in most of the shadow with the bounce.
Yeah.
I like that as well.
Yeah,
this one. I actually love that.
Yeah, no, that's the one I was going to go with. The totem pole, the San Pellegrino totem pole. Is the shot that we're going with.
So, I mean...
If I'm going to nitpick, the ice doesn't really pop.
Yeah.
You know?
You could probably, again, tweak that in post, though.
I think if we were to allow ourselves more time and an extra flash, I think I would probably add a little backlight.
Yeah, and then you'd see that pop a bit. Although this is so simple that... I like that. I like that this is so simple.
I'd like to see the individual cubes more.
Okay. Because
it would really register. So I think probably if you're doing...
But maybe you could even if you had poured a tiny bit in through that, don't you think the orange through the ice would have picked up that a little bit?
Possibly. So in retrospect...
Pretty good for the, whatever, 3.5 minutes.
Exactly.
I mean, we yammered a little bit, but... Yeah. I think people will agree that the photo, and this was in no way set up. We did not set this up at all, so you did not have any of this pre-orchestrated. So it is a highlight to your awesomeness.
And scene. Okay, well, that's probably, I think I learned as much as, probably more than the listener, because they've tuned out by now.
And you got to do it. So
I got to do it.
There's
live.
A little bit of pressure. There's a little bit of pressure, and not your camera or your lighting equipment. So you also had to learn as you go. I'm impressed with the photo, to be honest. Yeah.
Thank you very much. What have we got? A simple white background. That's a seamless white that we used, which is awesome. I love that. I think if I had more time to set up, I would use two lights. I'd probably use two umbrellas. I kept the angle pretty low on purpose, just so there'd be no kind of downward shadow. We do have a little bit of shadow here.
I like it though. Because oftentimes I try to get rid of all shadows here. Yeah. I think it would look weird without a small shadow.
Yeah, absolutely. But what I didn't, I mean, maybe it would have looked better a little higher up and shorter shadow. I don't know. nah, I kind of like where
I
it
like
goes.
It. Yeah.
I think I wouldn't have shot this with a long lens. We shot it with a long lens. I wouldn't have shot it with a wide lens. Even the 50 millimeter would look, it might look okay. I think I'm going to crop this a little.
Yeah.
Just, you know, when we post it. But I'll post the out-of-camera one, too. But it's got your poker chip box.
Just at the bottom.
So which yeah. I've used. I used your poker chip box to hold down the...
The white background.
The white background in the front, just as a weight. But I would crop that out, ultimately. I'm sure this violates a lot of the rules about making the you know the actual product is the sort of the smallest thing visually, but I think.
But again, in the tower, it does lead you down to that. You look at the orange, you look at the glass, and then you look at the San Pellegrino, and you're like, oh, what is this all about? Oh, clearly it's about San Pellegrino. Yeah. So no, but I think it works. And scene.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Okay.
I said that because your phone was ringing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fine. We used the 85 mil. A macro lens would probably work well for a lot of product photos. But overall, there we go. That's how you do that. Next week's challenge, Adam.
We'll do it live.
Do it live. We'll do it on the show. I'm going to honestly call him back.
I'm going to answer that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. You can answer it. We'll just listen.
Next week's challenge. Let's do winter.
Sure.
We got winter coming up.
Yeah, great.
So,
winter.
Websites, where can people find your stuff?
Two Hosers Facebook and adamschwartz.ca.
Hey, let me get this, because somebody doesn't really understand.
And your stuff.
Yeah, hang on a second here. Hi.
You coming or what?
Yeah, I'm going to call you back in a minute.
That was your dad.
Yeah.
Your dad was live on the podcast.
I might cut this.
That's your dad basically telling you to hurry
up.
I'm
leaving it in.
Yeah, hurry it up.
Yes. So, great. AdamSchwartz.ca.
Yeah.
My stuff at AlanAverage.com. The two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find everything you want to know. Next week, I'll probably be broadcasting from back in Germany.
Is your dad going
to
let you?
We'll see. I'll have to ask my dad's permission. Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's it, Adam. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.